Often returning to work after surviving cancer can be quite an ordeal, can't it?
Cancer and Careers has done some research, and what we have found is that a large percentage of people who have been diagnosed with cancer really want to continue to work. So whether they're working through treatment or they're returning to work after treatment, a lot of them indicate that cancer, that working after cancer or working through treatment really aids in their recovery. And so that's a important thing to recognize. I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about that until they're faced with a diagnosis, and then they realize how much they want to continue some sense of normalcy and contributing to the world and doing what they're passionate about. And so a lot of people do really look to return to work post-treatment.
How would you say, Chrissy, that one does get back to work? The press release says that reintegrating, and that's really an excellent way to put it.
Exactly. I think there are a lot of things for people to consider, both personally, professionally, practically, as they look to kind of re-enter the workforce. And whether people have been away for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or more, returning to work can present some challenges. And while a lot of people look forward to it, there are some things that they need to consider. They're going to want to think about whether they're actually ready to return to work physically and emotionally. Can they do the job that they did before? Do they want to do the same type of job that they did before?
Does one ever get back to normal, in quotes?
Wow. I am not a cancer survivor myself, but my sense is that it would be hard to ever return to normal, one's complete normal life, because as you just said, receiving a cancer diagnosis is just a huge life-changing event. But I do think there are ways in which people can get back to a familiar element of their life. And for many people, returning to work is a big component of that.
That's
and,
a good way to
you
put
know,
it.
Mm-hmm. I think for many of us, our work is more than just a paycheck. It's how we contribute to the world. It's how we identify ourselves. It becomes part of our identity. So being able to get back to that sense of self is critically important to a lot of people.
Is it wise to disclose, and is there a good time for that?
It's really such a personal decision that I don't think it's possible to say yes or no in terms of the disclosure question.
I hear you.
There are so many factors involved. First and foremost, it's a personal decision, and so people do have to think very seriously about it. I think for anyone who's returning to work post-cancer, chances are, but not for everyone, that they have disclosed some element of, why they've been away from work for a period of time. But even in that case, as one gets back into the workforce, and whether it's returning to the same job or going into a new job, they are going to want to give careful consideration to how much information they want to share and who, with whom they want to share that information. Because often once things are out there, they get out there, and you might, request that people keep things confidential and
good
people
luck
have the
with
best
that.
Intentions. Yes, it's not always feasible. Yeah. It's not always feasible.
What about reasonable accommodations in the workplace? Would you give us, if you could, an example of what a reasonable accommodation might be?
Sure. There's lots of different types of reasonable accommodations. And so when we talk about reasonable accommodations, which are available, under the Americans with Disabilities Act for anyone who works for a company with 15 or more employees, it can vary. It can be a modification of one's schedule, switching to part-time work or a flexible schedule, or perhaps telecommuting on some days. It could be modifying one's work environment. So, we encourage people who are returning to work to think about their workspace, think about what they can do to make their space more comfortable and to minimize the amount of energy that they might expend, kind of as they're ramping up and kind of getting back into the routine. It can also involve modifying one's job. You know, are there tasks that are not considered essential functions of one's job that perhaps could be transferred to someone else? Mm-hmm. Something that might be, you know, let's say, for example, you work in an office environment and you are the one at the front desk greeting people when they come in, but it's also your job to change the water cooler, you know, that might be something that you're not, you know, able to do anymore post surgery or treatment or whatever it is, but that might not be considered an essential function of your job. So that could be transferred to someone else in the office.
I guess communicating with your coworkers can be important, although sometimes other people can be fearful. Just by your very presence, you remind them of their own mortality.
Yeah, and I think communication is a key element and something that survivors want to consider, again, as they return to work. They want to think about what their office culture is like, their workplace culture, and what their relationships are with their colleagues. I think many people, when there's someone in the office who comes back to work post-treatment, they want to connect with them. They want to sympathize and you know, be supportive of them. But yes, I agree. Sometimes people make well-intended but potentially off-putting comments. And so it's helpful for their survivors to think ahead in terms of how they might respond to comments and give some thought to how much they do want to share so that they don't find themselves caught in a situation where someone says, oh, my uncle had cancer too, and then they go down this rabbit hole of talking about their uncle and or probing for more information about what this individual went through in terms of treatment. You want to think about ways in which to kind of divert the conversation back to a subject that you feel comfortable talking about. And on our website, on the Cancer and Careers website, we have information about that, about communicating with your colleagues and this technique that we like to call the swivel, whereby you address the person's comment, but basically pivoting the conversation away from the cancer-related topic and back to work and the task at hand and how you're so excited to be back in the office and that sort of thing.
There's a free webinar, and it's happening next Wednesday, March 13th at 6 p.m., and it's called Returning to Work After Cancer. If you would tell me a little bit about that, please.
Through the Adelphi, New York Statewide Breast Cancer Support Program. Mm-hmm. They are offering a free webinar, as you said, on Wednesday, March 13th at 6 p.m., which I will be presenting. And basically, we're just going to talk about ways in which people can prepare to return to the workforce. Again, whether it's been after a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or perhaps they've stepped away for even longer than that to manage their cancer. But things that they're going to want to think about. Are they looking forward to going back to work? What does their healthcare team say in terms of, are they physically ready to go back to work? And how might the side effects that they are either still experiencing because they're continuing to undergo treatment, or as, you know, research tells us and a lot of our survivors tell us, many side effects continue well beyond after treatment has ended. So how is that person going to manage any potential lingering side effects in the workplace? And what can they do to perhaps modify their schedule or their job or their environment to mitigate those side effects? And they're going to want to think about their energy levels and kind of getting back up to speed. And what does that really look like? You know, as you and I just touched on, disclosure in the workplace and how to communicate with your colleagues and your managers, setting boundaries for yourself, you know, so that you don't get caught in a situation where you're taking on too much because you're so excited to be back and you want to prove yourself or you feel the need to prove yourself. You know, you want to make sure not to overdo it. Thinking through whether you're ready to go back. Do you want to do the same type of work? A lot of people go through a cancer experience and all of a sudden realize, hey, this isn't really how I want to spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week or more, as is typically the environment that many people work in. And so what does that look like? How do you want to spend your time?
How would we register for this webinar?
So if you go to the Adelphi New York Statewide Breast Cancer website, Breast Cancer Support Program website, I believe the URL is breast-cancer.com. www.adelphi.edu. You can register, and it's a free webinar next Wednesday evening.
But you need to register, right? Because registration will provide the link
exactly.
to that webinar.
Exactly. And you'll be able to, you know, quote unquote, attend the webinar through whatever personal device, whether it's your laptop or your phone. Cancer and Careers has a lot of information and tools and resources, publications, all of which are free and available online and, you know, in person and in print. So,
well, thank you for doing the webinar and also for filling us in with this great information. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Pat.